Dear friends, we welcome you sincerely today in the Saviour's name. Thanks for joining us. It is our prayer that God will bless you and encourage you in the things of God, especially if you're not a Christian and you do not yet know the Lord, or maybe you're a believer and you're not just in the place with God where you once were, and the slackness has crept in. We trust that God will speak to your heart even today. I just want in a few moments that are left just to consider this verse of scripture that's found in our church sanctuary. Amos chapter 4 and verse 12. Now Amos was a simple prophet of God. He was from a farming background and he was called to minister to the children of Israel like so many other prophets at a time whenever they had got far away from the Lord. They were at ease in Zion, a slackness had crept in, and they just weren't in the place with God that they should have been. Like many people, even in our church circles today, even like the Church of Jesus Christ in this province of ours, we're perhaps not where we ought to be. Maybe we've backslidden and got far from the Lord, and we're at ease in Zion. As the hymn writer challenged himself, "Must I be carried to the skies in flowery beds of ease, while others fought to win the prize and sailed through bloody seas?" But this text of scripture simply says, prepare to meet thy God. Prepare to meet thy God. In the original fullness of the text, it says, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. And it indicates that the nation was ripe for judgment and they needed to brace themselves because God was coming with great rebukes and God was going to pour out a deluge of judgment upon the nation because of their sin. See, friends, the Bible is very clear that God does not leave sin unpunished. God must punish sin, not just in Old Testament times, not just for the nation of Israel, but all sin. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And God does not settle all his accounts in time. There's a day coming, the Bible makes it very clear, whenever every one of us shall give an account of himself before God. Hebrews 9:27 says, "And as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment." Revelation speaks about the great white throne at the end of chapter 20, the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books are opened, and every man's work was judged out of those things that were written in the books. There are many things in life that we're not sure of. There are many things in life that we cannot guarantee. We don't know that we'll see tomorrow. We don't know that we'll enjoy good health. We don't know that we'll enjoy prosperity. We don't know that we'll always have friends and loved ones around us. We don't know that the economy will be stable or unstable. We just don't know what a day may bring forth. But there are certain things that we do know. We know, for example, from this text of scripture and from the weight of Bible evidence and Bible teaching, that every single one of us someday is going to stand before our Creator. Prepare to meet thy God. It's a divine appointment and we must be ready for it. Jesus Christ said concerning his return, "Be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." We need to be ready. We need to be prepared. If we're going to the dentist, we'll try to prepare as best we can. If we're going to the doctors, if we're going to the accountants, the solicitors, if we're going to meet somebody, a friend or a loved one, or even take a car for an MOT, or we're going to sit an exam, we make preparation. We're preparing for things all the time, or a job interview, or maybe a court appearance, which hopefully doesn't happen too often. But we prepare for big events in life. And yet the biggest event that any of us will ever experience is that day whenever we will stand before God himself and give an account of our lives, what we have done with Christ and what we have done for Christ, whether we have received him and repented of our sins and served him, or whether we have rejected him and renounced him and lived only for ourselves and for the world and for the age in which we live in. Prepare to meet thy God. How do we prepare? Some people prepare by doing their own thing their own way. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We must prepare to meet God in God's appointed way. And that is at the cross where the Lord Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for our sins. We must come and confess our sins and forsake our sins and put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and then live for him according to his precious, precious word. I trust today that you'll think about these things. Maybe it's time that you were saved. You've spent another year without the Lord. You've entered into another year without the Lord. And we're closer than ever to that day whenever we will meet him and stand before him. I wonder, are you prepared? I wonder, are you ready? I wonder, are your accounts, is your house in order in a spiritual sense? Would it be a wonderful thing that even now, in these closing moments, if you were to bow your head and still your heart and invite Jesus Christ to be your Lord and your Saviour, and you were to give your heart and life to him and believe in him and put your faith and trust in Christ and his finished work and enter into newness of life and then live a life of usefulness and purpose for him, so that then you too can be prepared one day to meet God, not as an enemy, but as a friend, as a father. We trust that God will bless you and that you'll give time to consider these things, even as you log off or think about doing something else. Why not just spend a moment or two thinking about where you stand before your Creator? God bless you. See you next time.